time for the Bulletin on the Radio. Managing editor Marty Racine is here, and it's the last push up to Election Day, and lots of helpful information in this week's Bulletin. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been covering the election and everything about it. There's so many races and issues on the ballot, and we've been covering that for a couple months, but we wrap it up this week. Next week, we are not having any election coverage because that's kind of traditional with newspapers just before Election Day. And we go into detail about Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education, six candidates for District 4, four candidates for District 5. And because of so many candidates, we go into detail on their background. Also, talk about a lot of candidates, mayoral candidates, there's 10 of those, and we go into details on the background of all those. It's kind of a wrap-up, maybe 100 words on each of all the candidates there, so you can just kind of wrap it up in your own mind as to who you're going to vote for. Also, a story on early voting, which continues through November 2nd. And all the polling places that you where you can go for early voting. So our last final wrap-up of election coverage.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And before you know it, there will be some really nice new things popping up on the NMSU campus, and there's an insert to look for about that.
Right. It's called NMSU Update, and it's all about looking forward, including well, there's stories about NMSU enrollment is up for the first time in a decade. That's all positive news. There's an interview with NMSU Chancellor Dan Arvizu. There are stories about the Go Bond supporting agricultural growth. There's three new buildings that are going to supposedly or plan to break ground next fall.
Is Milton Hall on that list?
No, it's not. I don't think so.
Oh,
there'll have to be another bond election, I guess, to get that one. But, yeah, three new ag-related buildings, the new dormitory, which opened this fall, Devastali Hall, which is now open, and Pete's Patio. So a lot of new things on the campus, a new look for the campus.
Yeah, and there's going to be some strange looks downtown Las Cruces this weekend, a zombie invasion.
Yeah, they're calling it the Spooky Downtown, and it's put on by the City of Las Cruces, Las Cruces Downtown Partnership. And part of that is the world-famous, or at least city-famous, Zombie Walk. That's going to be from 5 to 9 on Saturday, starting on Plaza de las Cruces on Main Street. There's a Halloween-related flick, they're calling it, at the Brannigan Library. The Museum of Nature and Science on Main Street is having what they call the Haunted Museum. And it's really going on all day Saturday, from about 9 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. And so anytime you go down there, you're going to see some odd sights and Halloween-related activities.
Let me see if I get this right. I minored in French in college. Voulez-vous manger avec moi? I think that means, would you like to eat with me? And maybe we could go to Le Rendezvous.
Ah, oui, oui. Yeah, well, it's turned 11 years old. In late August, and so we have a story about that. But just looking back, the owners, Young Su and her husband, Terry Marceau, talk about when they opened, you know, they got a lot of advice, if you could call it that, about maybe this wouldn't work in Las Cruces 11 years ago. But not only has it worked, but they're still here. And Terry says that they get customers from El Paso, Deming, even Albuquerque and Santa Fe. A look back and a look forward there, too.
And let's not forget our four-legged friends this Halloween.
Yes, the doggies, the low-cost vaccine. It's called basically Halloween canine costume contest at the dog park, 430 North Hermosa Street. There are adoptions going on, low-cost vaccinations, the costume contest, some prizes, giveaways, and more. So anybody who loves the doggies will want to be there, it sounds like. And there's a lot of all the animal rescue groups are involved, PAWS, Animal Services Centers, the Humane Society, and others as well.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Thank you.